Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. So as shocking as it is, Biden's been trying to make a deal. Remember, last year he imported 674 million barrels of oil, making the hostile actor and the hostile nation Russia and Putin rich. Even a million barrels of oil from Iran, which had not been done since the 1990s. And then he sent emissaries over to Venezuela. Now, after he begged OPEC again and again and again and again and again and again, and they kept rejecting his call to increase production, after he went to Saudi Arabia, what he called a pariah nation, and met with MBS to suck up to him, the guy that he accused of killing journalist Jamal Khashoggi, and got rejected there, OPEC turns around. Not only did they not increase production of oil, they decreased it. Of course, OPEC, Saudi Arabia, now working with Vladimir Putin and Russia, and they want to maximize their profits, and they are reducing the world supply purposefully in the hopes that they can get it gas, a barrel of oil up to $150 a barrel. It's insane. We are following right in the idiotic footsteps of our Western European allies that gave in to their climate alarmist cultist and became dependent on Putin for the lifeblood of their economy. And now, as a result of Putin's invasion of Ukraine and Western Europe's support of Ukraine, he's just decided to turn off the spigot, and he's now selling his energy to China and India and other countries. You know, we do have an answer. Go back to energy independence, but I'd take it a step further. I'd go to energy dominance. How many more times is Joe Biden going to embarrass this country and allow Saudi Arabia, OPEC, and Russia to humiliate him? Because that's what's happening. How long is he going to force the American people to suffer, paying higher gas prices at the pump, paying more for every product, every item they buy in every store they go to, because it costs more to get it there because of the high price of diesel? You know, White House can accuse OPEC of siding with Russia all they want. They don't care, Joe. All they care about is maximizing their profits off of your stupidity. No one can explain to me, what difference does it make to Mother Earth if you extract a barrel of oil from Russia, Iran, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, any OPEC country, or if you extract that here domestically? If anything, we're going to do it cleaner, we'll do it faster, we'll do it cheaper, and we'll be the masters of our own destiny. It's good for national security. It's good for job creation, high paying jobs in the energy sector, career jobs in the energy sector. Then we could even take it a step further, becoming energy dominant, providing our Western European allies with all their energy needs. And guess what? America would become filthy rich like all of these oil producing countries. We'd be making the profit. But they, but Joe, that, that's not even on the table. They won't even consider that. You know, he, we had nearly 700 million barrels of oil in our strategic petroleum reserves. We're now down about 350. And Biden now is going to take 10 million more barrels out of the strategic reserve. It's supposed to be for an emergency. You don't define an emergency as people getting mad at the Democratic Party in the lead up to an election because of high gas prices that they caused. So you artificially flood the market with more supply. Oh, see, gas prices are down. We're responsible. So now the U.S. is going to look to Venezuela and wind down sanctions against this, you know, murdering dictator thug Maduro, clearing the way for Chevron to resume their oil operations and reopen the U.S. and European markets to their energy. That means we're going to make them rich again. If he does the Iranian deal, we'll make the mullahs in Iran rich again. U.S. gas prices climbing day after day. Nearly $6.50 on average in California. You're paying over $5 in Nevada. You're paying a fortune in Oregon. You're paying a fortune all over the country. We're going to go back to $5 a gallon gasoline. And Joe's answer, all right, well, we'll do another quick Band-Aid fix. We'll release more petroleum reserves, which compromises our national security, and we'll do it to the election. This way we don't get hammered on high gas prices or lose the election because of my idiotic energy and economic policies. White House denied the Wall Street Journal report that the U.S. is looking for more oil from Maduro. I don't believe them. They've been caught lying on these issues again and again and again. Larry Behrens is with us, communication director at the Power the Future, a national nonprofit organization that advocates for American energy jobs. Dan Weaver is back with us as well, president of the Pennsylvania Oil and Gas Association. Dan, how dumb are we as a country to have put ourselves in this position, especially considering 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago, we achieved energy independence and were a net exporter of energy for the first time in 75 years?
I don't know as a country as a whole, but as a leadership, we're pretty dumb. I mean, to be reaching out to countries that don't like us at all and to look beyond our borders of what we can achieve within, it's fairly idiotic, to say the least. And we do have the ability. I mean, exactly what you said. We have the ability to produce it here. And to go to your point, not only can we produce it here, we can produce it here more environmentally friendly as far as emissions and standards. You know, we have some of the highest standards of place in the world. So why
Well, Dan,
not?
Let me interrupt you. Didn't, as we became energy independent under Donald Trump, didn't we have the largest reduction in CO2 gas emissions, et cetera, than any other industrialized country in the same period of time while we were becoming energy independent?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you look up through 2019, you know, if we look at just take CO2, the significant drop of in just CO2 was about 1,300 pounds of CO2 per megawatt just for dealing with building electricity. Not even talking about, you know, utilizing natural gas for other resources or other sources for burning for fuel or anything along those lines. Just looking at the electrical market, which, you know, we are the only country that's meeting or exceeding those standards that's out there. And it's foolish to think that other countries are even capable of doing it or choose to do it as well as we do right now.
Let's get your take, Larry. I think we have harmed our national security interest in this process, number one. Number two, how many times will Joe allow himself to be embarrassed on the world stage? And number three, after all of this, why doesn't Joe Biden stand up to the climate alarmist cult in his own party and say, sorry, your policies aren't working. We don't have the technology of alternative sources of energy, or as Pete Buttigieg says, we'll have to wait till we become energy independent with renewable energies. The technology, to my knowledge, does not exist. Does it exist in your world?
No, it doesn't exist in any world, Sean, and it's despicable that it's taken Joe Biden less than 2 years to make OPEC great again. It has made us a laughingstock on the world stage. It's no coincidence that OPEC waited until our strategic petroleum reserve was at the biggest low in over 40 years to make this cut. And you know who's made really big cuts to the oil production as well? Joe Biden. We're at more than 1 million barrels of oil less a day in United States production because we have a president who leased the fewest amount of acres of any president since Harry Truman. And the part that gulls us, I mean, the families are paying too much. 1 in 6 Americans are having trouble paying their utility bills. But the part that gulls the more is for Joe Biden to go begging, fist bumping to Saudi Arabia, begging to Venezuela when he won't even talk to a single American energy worker. Americans do it better, we do it cleaner, we do it more profitable, and we can have energy dominance if Joe Biden would just turn away from his special interests, but he'll never do that. He's let out this pittance of 10 million barrels of oil just to get him through the election. That's what Joe Biden cares about for your family. He doesn't care that you're worried about your heating bills. He doesn't care about your pay at the pump. He cares about getting through the midterms. What is Joe Biden going to do to you when the calendar turns November 9th and he still has some power? It is our chance to speak up and say no more.
Well, it's our chance to do so, but and I'm assuming Republicans will take the House. Hopefully they take the Senate, but I don't think Joe Biden would sign any legislation that would go against this climate cult of his. I mean, it's sort of like once you're locked into a cult, Dan, and their mindset and indoctrinated into it, and you believe it with all your heart, mind, and soul. I mean, people that come out of real cults, they have people that are called deprogrammers. I don't think you can deprogram these people off of this idiocy at all, nor can you explain to them in any way they'd be willing to listen to that we don't have the technology that they say that we should make the transition to. And if we did, whoever brought that forth would be a multi-trillionaire if you can give us cheap, clean energy in another form.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I think you're spot on with that statement. You know, we hear it all the time. It's like, oh, you know, it's a transition. This is what we need to do. This is where we need to be at. And the reality is, listen, where we're at, natural gas is what's providing, you know, it's what's allowing this to happen. It's what's bringing down the CO2 emissions. And I keep harping back upon that. But it's more than that. And so everybody's like, well, how does that help my gasoline? Well, you know, guess what? You can turn natural gas into gasoline. And they're working on a plant here in Pennsylvania to do exactly that, you know, turn NGLs, natural gas liquids, right? So we'll be able to have gasoline that, you know, doesn't have sulfur, has half the carbon as normal gasoline. However, you know, the problem is trying to get those permits through and trying to get things in place. And everywhere we have those roadblocks, and people want these things to happen overnight. Well, listen, the reality is that technology isn't here yet, not on a scalable form. You know, it's just not there. Plus, it requires the fundamental building blocks for a lot of those technologies are still coming from natural gas and oil, right? It's what the foundation of modern society is built on. And if you don't think that that agenda isn't being pushed by communist countries in the background, well, then you're foolish.
Well, we did learn multiple reports that came out that showed that in the lead up to Europe abandoning their own sources of energy, that it was Putin himself funding some of these radical environmental groups, putting the pressure on those countries to make that dumb decision. And look how that has played out. At the end of the day, why it's happening here, why we would go down the same road they have gone down. They're now anticipating in Western Europe that they're going to be, people will be spending 30%+ of their annual income just to heat their homes this winter. That they're predicting people will freeze to death. They're predicting, you know, real doom and gloom, and there's nobody to fill the void. Now they're trying to very quickly get online, you know, mothballed, coal-fired grid back up and running. Good luck with that after it's been, what, decades since they mothballed it. It's not going to be an easy fix, nor do I think they can get it done for this winter. Anyway, Larry, thank you. Dan Weaver, thank you. We appreciate you both being with us. We doubled down on stupid. That's what we're doing. It's unbelievable. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. We'll hit the phones, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program as we continue. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, we continue now as we head to our busy phones, 800-941-SHAWN. Let's get to Ron in Pittsburgh. Ron, we have a minute. It's all yours. Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Appreciate you taking my call. I'm calling from Pittsburgh, which is next to Braddock, which our good friend John Fetterman is from. I've known John for over 20 years. I met him 20 years ago. He hired me to do some work on his properties there in Braddock. And
by the way, how does he hire you when he never had a paying job in his life and he was a trust fund brat? And how did he get the six properties that he didn't pay over, you know, all these taxes on while he wants to raise taxes on you? How did he get to do that?
I that's one of the questions I have. I mean, at the time as a contractor, it was none of my business where the money was coming from. But now as he's running for senator, I have questions about things that happened even before he was mayor. It seems like every time you guys dig into his background, you find more and more things. And I think I would suggest that you go back before he got into politics. There was some kind of a community group or something he was running down there, but there seemed to be money to burn.
Well, the one thing I can tell you is the population when he took over as mayor was around 2,200, 300, went down to 1,700 and change when he left. And the average income was about $21,000 per person. Not exactly a huge success.
Well, I'll tell you, if Craddock is his claim to fame, then you need to go to Braddock and take a look around. It's been a very depressed town for years, and it's because it's been run by Democrats with the John Fetterman mindset for years. And it's been pretty poor as long as I can remember. I've lived in Pittsburgh all my life. But I just want to say that he is a socialist through and through. He hated big business. He hated big corporations. He felt like the government should step in and basically take control of those businesses, those corporations, and dictate how the monies and the profits were spent. It terrifies me to think that he's this close to becoming a senator. If this is the best we can do, then we're in pretty bad shape.
Well, obviously, his track record speaks for itself. And the people of Braddock haven't fared very well. As lieutenant governor, he does have one great distinction and accomplishment, and that is supporting the release of more murderers and hardcore violent criminals than anybody in the history of any state that we can find. He really is good on that part. Did a great job there. I appreciate the call, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Like many of you, if you suffer from insomnia, look, there's nothing worse than that. I've had insomnia problems for a long time. One thing that really helped me in my life is all things MyPillow. And when I got my first MyPillow, I couldn't believe how comfortable that pillow is. It really makes a difference. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer. You can too. Now you've helped build MyPillow into an incredible company that it is today. You've trusted Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. He has an incredible deal on Giza Dream Sheets. You've heard me raving about them. Those sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza, ultra soft and breathable, yet durable. And right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are at their lowest price ever, 60% off, as low as $39.99 when you go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com. And you can check out this great deal on Giza Dream Sheets, the softest, best sheets you've ever slept on.
Just simply go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, or mention my name when you call toll-free 800-919-6090 for these great radio specials. 25 now till the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls this half hour. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. A race in the Commonwealth of Virginia has caught our attention. It's for the 11th Congressional District. It's against a liberal Pelosi Democrat named Jerry Conley. The guy, the Republican running, is Jim Miles. He'll join us in a second here. And, you know, it's just very interesting what's happening. If you go back to Glenn Youngkin's victory, a lot of it was based on age appropriate materials being taught our kids in school, parental involvement in the school system without being investigated as domestic terrorists. A lot of it had to do with CRT, transgenderism, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, there's a new development, not quite in the district of Jim Miles, but Loudoun County school board candidate. You have one that wants to defund the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office. Far left activist by the name of Nick Gothard is running for the Loudoun County School Board in a special election this November. Apparently wants to defund the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, which of course provides all of the school resource officers that keep the schools safe. And that's now become an issue front and center in Jim Miles' race. He joins us now. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Sean. Thanks so much for having me on your show today.
It's amazing how Glenn Youngkin was able to pull off such a massive victory in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'd been pretty much convinced that I had to write off Virginia as hopeless. That's not the case. You have an opportunity here to win this seat from a Pelosi acolyte. What are the odds you're going to win this?
You know, I think they're really good. The early voting I've been going to, and people are so energized. We love our children here in Fairfax. And again, my hat's off. I applaud Governor Youngkin. He's released that Virginia Department of Education, the model policies. And again, it comes back to a parent's fundamental right to control the education and the health of their children. Now they're into equity grading here is kind of the latest I read today. And I don't know where they're going to try to go with that. But I got to tell you, we moved here, my wife and I, a young son here in 2004. And part of the reason we settled here in Burke was the outstanding Fairfax schools. We tried to pull our son out last year, and we could not find a school with space that we could afford. And the schools, they're hemorrhaging students. It's nearly 10,000, and they're losing more because they just don't care about academic excellence like they did in the past. But now it's all about indoctrination of our children's sexualization, this pressure for gender identity. And it's just having a really bad effect on our children here. And parents are very upset.
You know, it's the obvious is definitely going to be in play for the election. That is record high inflation, high gas prices, open borders. But on the other side of that, you got other issues that Americans are really concerned about. One is education, and the other is law and order and safety and security and battling back against the insanity of these no bail laws and defund and dismantle policies. Is that coming into play where you are?
Oh, without a doubt, Sean. I tell you, we're getting a little bit nervous here. Fairfax County, when we moved here, was like just one of the safest places that you didn't even need to worry about locking your doors at night, but no more. I mean, I was just at an event today in Tyson's Corner, and they've had shootings there now in Tyson's in the Springfield Mall and smash and grabs, and it's really getting a dangerous place, and it all comes down to two things. First is the deterrence. We've defunded police. We've lost 200 officers here in Fairfax, and that's having a devastating effect on morale, but it also affects deterrence. If people don't think the police are out there, they're going to commit crimes, and I think even worse, we've got a woke prosecutor, and he's turning people loose back out that are violent criminals into the street, and criminals see they're not going to get caught, and they're not going to get punished, so the end result is we're going to see a lot more violence here in Fairfax County, and as a parent with a family here, I am so concerned, and I know so many other people here in Fairfax County are.
I think you have a great track record, an interesting background. You're 63 years old. You're a veteran. You're a retired federal judge. You specialized in Social Security and Medicare issues. Democrats every election like to scare seniors and say Republicans want to take away your Medicare. Well, they want to take away your Social Security and let you eat dog food and cat food until some Republican comes along, throws you in a wheelchair and throws you over a cliff, which is kind of their standard. So it sounds like you're uniquely qualified for this job.
Yeah, well, I gotta, if, Yeah, if I can just comment, I was a Air Force instructor pilot. I became a fighter pilot. I flew A-10s along the DMZ there in Korea, and I stood on the table there with a white line down the middle there. And I got to tell you,
unlike, by the way, did you know that it was 50 meters in the DMZ zone?
Yeah, but I knew what side our allies were onto that line, so I just thought that was kind of interesting last week. But yeah, I was enjoyed my time in the military and went on, like you indicated, to become a federal judge. And yeah, I stand with seniors. I am one. I'm on Social Security myself. And I also believe, as a federal judge, I swore to uphold the Constitution, and I really believe in the equal application of all the laws to every American, regardless of race and sex and religion. And I have to say now, I think political affiliation is almost becoming a protected class, because the people in charge here now, I think, have just abandoned their civic duty and their legal responsibility to treat everybody fairly under the law, and we really need to change course here.
Well, we're following the race closely. Jim Miles going up against a Pelosi disciple by the name of Jerry Conley, the 11th District of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We wish you luck, Mr. Miles, and we'll follow the race closely, and hopefully in 33 days you'll be the winner.
Oh, I think I will be, Sean. And thanks so much again for sharing your time and your audience with me.
Appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Brenda is in Florida. Brenda, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. It's a pleasure to speak with you. This is my first time ever trying to call in.
I'm glad you made it.
Thank you. I live in Florida, and it's been one heck of a week this last week. Yesterday, I was driving when an update came over the radio. It was Governor DeSantis and the president after visiting victims and the devastation. Governor DeSantis gave an impressive update on the work going on there. I was so impressed. My heart filled with leadership, and I felt comfort. And then he gave the podium over to the president. After he greeted him as Gov, I might add, the first thing out of his mouth was something about global warming.
Yeah, the debate is over. We had a hurricane during hurricane season. That means that global warming is now 100% definitive. It's not.
Exactly. And even if that is your argument, now is not the time. This made me so incensed that he talks about fires in Colorado and something about Colorado River being in a stream, something about New Jersey.
But Brenda, let me ask you, does it really shock you? Does it really surprise
you?
At this point, okay, that's a different reaction. Nothing that Joe Biden says or does shocks me. You know, the fact that he adheres to and clings to this fanaticism and climate cultism the way he does, that's the shocking part. The fact that all his fellow Democrats do as well. I'll even predict, I don't think they'll make the adjustments, the changes after their shellacking, hopefully, in 33 days, because they're that married and that indoctrinated into their own narrative.
Governor DeSantis is dealing with a catastrophe right now. We're looking at October in the state of Florida. October is our busiest hurricane month for the west coast of storms hitting Florida. And we already have this kind of devastation. He's got an election in 4+ weeks, and he has not made anything political. He's taking care of the citizens. And the president, the leader of the free world, makes it political?
Why does that surprise you? That doesn't surprise me at all.
I don't know why it surprised me. But you know, these aren't places where rich people live. These are places where us Floridians have brought our children as kids. We've got a lifetime of memories of Sanibel and Captiva, and you know, there's mom and pop restaurants.
Listen, I have a heart for all the years I had a place in Naples, Florida, and knowing Fort Myers as well as I do, knowing Sarasota as well as I do. It's heartbreaking. You know, one of the great things that they were able to accomplish very quickly, I can't believe over 95% of Floridians now have their power back. I mean, that's somewhat miraculous in large part because they staged and they had prepared for the hurricane and the immediate aftermath thereof. And they knew that they were going to be in great need of the services. And they had 3 football fields of trucks of, you know, electric company trucks ready to go the minute they could get in there. And they got in there and they fixed it. They're doing great.
They're everywhere. The trucks are everywhere, and we're applauding them because we were affected here with water as well.
Well, tell those guys when you see them. The guys working on my road, I don't know, a year or two ago, and we had power outages and issues involving all that stuff. To be honest, it doesn't impact me. I have a big generator. I advise everyone, right, if you can get even a small one, it helps a lot. But anyway, so they're there, and I just said, guys, let me buy you lunch. And I came back, gave them a bunch of pizza. You have no idea what it means to these guys. It meant a lot. So they're going to be working, you know, 18-hour days. They're going to be tired. They're just working so hard to get the grid back up and running, and they're doing it successfully. So they really deserve our respect and applause.
Well, my word out to Floridians is, you know, there's going to be a lot of poles that are going to be down as a result of this whole thing. I don't know how that's going to affect everything, but please don't take it for granted. We need to keep the leadership. There's a reason that people are leaving from all over this United States to come to Florida, and I've got double feelings about that because it's made it very expensive for those of us who live here. But it's an amazing place, and we need Governor DeSantis to be in power after this next election.
I think Governor DeSantis will do well. Latest poll has him up by 8. Latest poll has Rubio up by 7. We're watching every race closely and taking nothing for granted, Brenda. Appreciate the call. Quick break. We'll come back. More of your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Final hour roundup is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
Right, let's head to our busy phones. George is in the great state of Maine. George, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
And I'm good.
Wonderful to talk with you. Thank you so much for having me. I wanted to chat about this global warming fiasco. I'm an engineering physicist, and my work is science. And what's really interesting is most people don't realize this. Petroleum is not dinosaur juice. It doesn't come from dinosaurs that died millions of years ago. Actually, what happens is petroleum oil comes from green plants that are primarily in the water, and coal comes primarily from green plants that are on land. And so what happens is, right now, almost all of the oceans are a great big solar collector. When you burn gasoline in your car, you're burning solar collected energy that was collected years and years ago. What happens right now in photosynthesis, you get 6 molecules of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. You get 6 molecules of water, H2O, from the atmosphere. You combine the sun's energy, and you get 1 molecule of C6H12O6, which is grape sugar. That's the simplest packet of energy in all carbon-based fuels, and plus 6 beautiful molecules of pure hydrogen, pure oxygen given right back to the atmosphere, Sean. So petroleum recycles all the time. I've run the numbers, and it's just like the United States, or all of humankind, using petroleum is like a birthday cake the size of a gymnasium, and you walk in there and you take one little scoop of frosting off the side of the birthday cake the size of a gymnasium. That's how much oil we humans use. It's in the noise. And it all recycles, and it didn't stop recycling when the dinosaurs died. It does so to this day. All of the oceans with green plants are synthesizing C6H12O6. And producing oxygen. The last thing I had to say, Sean, is that, and your friend Joe Bastardi, I believe, has mentioned this, and I love listening to him, too, when you have him on. What happens is right now the approximate concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is about 417 parts per million. Green plants are really efficient when the concentration is between 1,000 and 1,500 parts per million. So we're actually, believe it or not, in a carbon dioxide deficit right now. And what happens is the higher the concentration of carbon dioxide, the greater the capacity of the green plants to scrub it from the atmosphere and renew it into carbon-based fuels that we can use. So this whole global warming thing is a fraud. And if you take a look at the universities, they all have climate change institutes. Imagine if some of these faculty lounge dwellers with letters after their names came out and said, well, you know, I don't really believe that global warming is all that big a deal or climate change. They'd lose their funding in a heartbeat, Sean.
Listen, I understand completely what you're saying. I really do. And I don't understand the science, obviously, as you do. This is what you do for a living. This is your area of expertise. But I'll say this. Donald Trump brought us energy independence, and we were the biggest, in terms of a country, we reduced more carbon emissions than any other country on the face of the earth while simultaneously becoming energy independent. You can't dispute that fact. Anyway, appreciate you being with us, George. 800.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Burner, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.